This is Sex Crazy here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Now, we had a pretty full Sex Science Saturday. Didn't have really room for this story about Peter LaBarbera because it is, there's really no science in it. It belongs more appropriately here under Sex Crazy. Peter, as you may know, is head of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality, an organization that makes sure that virtually nothing that they say about homosexuality is true. And he said, "That's the shame of our movement. The homosexual activists behave as if they have the truth. We act as if we're ashamed of the truth, when in reality, we have the truth. Look at homosexuality. God says it's an abomination." Well, what a shocker that the behavior that God says is an abomination is vastly disproportionately represented among sexually transmitted diseases. Then he said, "What we're finding in the science is that homosexuality is as bad as God says it was, and you can't change that." Well, actually, what the word abomination means in the Bible is a little tricky. It appears in the King James Version about 152 times. It's used in a lot of different ways, but is not typically used in the context of it referring to a grave moral offense. It more generally refers to something that is religiously taboo. And that is generally how the Bible refers to homosexuality as an abomination, but science doesn't have a whole lot to say about whether something is a religious taboo, or in other words, something forbidden by a specific religion for a specific group of people. In fact, it is pretty hard to find anything in the Bible that prohibits homosexuality for everybody. It's mostly talking about believers. And actually, there was a time when sexually transmitted diseases were a bigger problem in the heterosexual community. It depends on the time and what's going on. But the one thing that we have found throughout the history of science, it's not very useful when you pull science out of your ass. And that is pretty much what Peter LaBarbera has done his entire career. It's true that Sex Crazy covers a lot of religious topics, even though we have What in the Name of God on Sundays. But that's because there's just so much of the anti-sex stuff out there that is just crazy. And here we cover the crazy stuff. We try to cover the more legitimate religious issues and arguments on our Sunday segment. But here we get a lot of just the plain out-and-out crazy, and nothing seems to fuel craziness in anti-sex attitudes than religion. And there's a lot of people who want this country to be basically a theocracy, but they're not really happy with just a theocracy. It's got to be a theocracy with their specific beliefs about religion, which is certainly the case with Brian Fisher. You may know him from American Family Radio. He said last Friday that, "I would submit to you that no man is qualified to sit as a judge in America who does not understand and believe that there is a creator, and that the Creator is the source of every single one of our fundamental inalienable rights, and that the first of these rights given to us by God is the right to life." Now, not all churches are on the same page as he is, but in his worldview, they better get on the same page. If you want to be a judge, you better believe exactly as he does. Thankfully, former GOP Representative Paul Brown went on True News and said that God is preparing to judge America for abortion rights and the success of the homosexual rights agenda. So I guess God's been kind of sitting on the fence for the last 30 years, and it's just the homosexual rights thing that put him over the edge to now judge us. Evil Donald Trump is on board this one religion concept. He recently said, "Imagine what our country could accomplish if we started working together as one people under one God, saluting one flag." Gee, I remember when the diversity of our religious faith was considered a good thing, the whole freedom of religion thing. But under a Donald Trump presidency, I'm guessing that's not going to be a deal. Well, maybe not Donald Trump's faith is the one that will rule, because I think he worships himself, but the far-right Christian activists that he believes can help him get elected, he'll let their beliefs rule the country. Which would explain why he made Marjorie Danfelser, who is president of the Susan B. Anthony list, why he made her his new head of his pro-life coalition. She is a religious extremist who opposes abortion without any of those abominable exceptions, as she puts it. In fact, she made it clear that her organization would not support any candidate who supported any abortion health exceptions for women. Hey, if the women got pregnant, they should face the consequences, right? She is one of the most fiercely religious extremist anti-abortion advocates in the nation, and it is clear under Donald Trump presidency, he would put her in charge of making sure that women do not have access to abortion, even if it kills them. Yeah, she's pretty reprehensible, but there are few people who are more reprehensible than Jim Baker, or the felon Jim Baker. He is out of prison now. He's primarily a con man huckstering tins of dehydrated food, but he also says a number of insanely crazy things. He claims that he sits down and has chats with God all the time. Now, I think he's lying. The alternative theory would be that he's crazy and hears voices, and I don't actually know with any certainty which is correct. And he claimed to have a conversation with God, and he said, God, what's going on? It looks like Trump's not going to make it the way it's going. And you want to know what God said to me? He said, God said, I'm assuming in a booming God-like voice, you know, the polls could be wrong. Wow, way not to be definitive, God. I mean, you either know or you don't know. They're wrong or they're not wrong. And God said to him, people are afraid to even say that they're voting for Trump. They don't want to tell anybody. They're afraid. And then Baker says to his audience, I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying this is what happened this week, a few days, a few hours ago. So he's telling people that he's not sure if he's right about what God just told him. Then he said that God could deliver the presidency to Hillary Clinton as a sign that he is judging America with immature leadership. So I'm not getting it. What the heck is God actually telling him? Because there's a lot of confusing mixed messages there. This is the same Jim Baker who said that an atomic strike wouldn't do any more damage than what abortion has done. I don't know if God told him that as well.